Siman Tavkuf Lamed Gimel Melachos Hamutar Mechol Hamoed Sif Aleph Mutar Litchon Kemach Letzorach Hamoed Afilu Kivim Melachta B'Moed. You're allowed to grind up wheat on Chol Hamoed, even if you were Mechavim Melachta B'Moed, which means you scheduled specifically to do this on Chol Hamoed. You had time before Yontif, but you're choosing specifically to do it on Chol Hamoed. It's going to be permissible, even though we find that in general Mechavim Melachta B'Moed is prohibited, even by certain things which are normally permissible on Chol Hamoed, as we'll see. Regarding Ochel Nefesh, we say that it is permissible. And you can even buy or borrow wheat from your friend in order to grind it up. So to all other Melachos, you're allowed to do in this situation. You don't even need to do it yourself. The Be'er Lacha later on says that you're allowed to hire someone else to do this also, if it's for Ochel Nefesh purposes, and they can even take money for it, because by Tzorchei Ochel, we were not machmir. Mechaber says, Lakotz Eitzim Meha Mechober, you're allowed to cut wood in order to burn it, so it's Ochel Nefesh purposes. Ulahatil Sheikhar, Bein Shal Tamar, Bein Shal Sorm, Letzorch Hamoid, Shalol Letzorch Hamoid, Aser. If it's not for Tzorch Hamoid, you would not be able to do these things. Miu Ein Tzarch Letzam, same. You don't need to be so careful in how much you do. Ela Osa Baharvach of Yoser Yoser. You can do however, whatever amount you want, and if there's left over, there's left over. But you can't specifically do more in order to have left over for after Yantif. If you already have flour, you shouldn't say, oh, I don't want to use this flour, I'm going to use different flour and make that. But if there's a reason that you want this specific fresher bread or something like that, so then it would be permissible. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you actually did do harama, meaning you specifically made more in order to have left over for after Yantif, it's mutter b'diyeved, since you are eating some of it, therefore it's mutter b'diyeved. The Mishnah Berurah says there are some poskim who are somech lahaka when it comes to harama, that if you have old wine, old sheikhar, and you say, I want new sheikhar, and then you drink from the new sheikhar also, that's going to be okay, so you shouldn't be mocha in those people who want to rely on it. But there are some poskim who say that these poskim are not mekil unless there's no actual clear harama, that everyone sees that you're doing harama. But if you're doing harama that everyone sees, so then that is going to be prohibited.